na 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 na
I love that song. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. I see you're already in the switchboard. This week, Betty Jo celebrates dance. She's all about that dance, about that dance. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget my friend. Oh, yes, George Bettinger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on TuneIn right here in Miramar. That's how you go to it. The Mom and Pop Shop Facebook page as well. Mom and Pop Shop, lots of fun. All right, next Monday, if everything goes well, I'm going to have Tom Carroza on the show. That'll be a lot of fun. And we'll just take it from there. I don't know how I want to start. Do I want to start with comedy or After Birth Monkey? Why not?
I have a great idea.
I think I know what you're thinking.
Let's
order
tacos.
Do you have your phone?
Way ahead of you, partner.
I don't wanna go to school. All I wanna do is eat tacos. Our boss is acting like a tool. Can't let's eat tacos.
Everything in the universe is made up of tiny particles called atoms.
Guess what I've got in my pocket?
Let's see.
Guess what I've got in my hand?
Let me Karen Osborne, and welcome to Celebrity Chit Chat with my co-host, international Scottish sponge diver, Maria McGregor. Maria, what's the one food no one ever says let's go out to eat? English! I think it's because we give our food scary names, like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick.
Well, Sharon, in Scotland we've got that meat with a little something called haggis. That's a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of yucky things. Many people don't know these, but the haggis is the actual sound you make while you're eating it. For instance,
yes, that's quite enough. Thank you for sharing. Well, we're running out of time, so we'll have to speed things up. First guest, it's Cher.
Well, hey, how you doing? If I could turn back time, gypsies, tramps, and thieves, take me home.
Oh, you gypsy, you're such a tramp. Out of my way, Cher. It's Joan Rivers. Can we talk? Sharon, three words that'll change your life. Home shopping club.
Oh, did somebody say clubs? I'm in. Rosie Perez here. I'm not just an extraordinary actress. I'm also a dancer and a singer. And as soon as I get human vocal cords, I'll show you all.
Yes, getting help would be a good idea. Oh, well, we have a surprise guest.
Hi, I'm Sally Struthers. I have no personality and constantly speak as if a gun were pointed to the back of my head. What should I do?
Hello, Sally.
Dr. Ruth, where did you come from?
Oh, she's so small, I think I was sitting on her.
Well, in my opinion, you should take up a hobby, like dancing the horizontal mambo, preferably with a pool boy named Raul, or if that hot tub would talk.
Hi, I love to talk, even when I don't know what I'm talking about. Have you seen my husband, George? Oh, Gracie Allen, what are you doing here? You're dead, dear. Oh, my. This isn't the John Edward show? No, I'm afraid not.
Sharon!
Well, gotta run. Ozzy's out of his rock star stupor. Join us again next week for more Celebrity Chit Chat with Sharon Osborne
and Maria McGregor.
I think that went well, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, that was Sose, the elemental wizard, also known as Andrew Singer, if you want to look him up on Facebook and check out his videos. Very good. Someone is listening on the switchboard from Texas, but I don't know who you are, so I'm tentative about opening up your microphone. So if you want to message me on Facebook and tell me who you are and why you're calling, I might open up your mic. Okay, that's it. Let's go with Nichols and May telephone.
Information.
Operator, give me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K, as in knife. A, as in aardvark. P, as in pneumonia. L, as in luscious. A, as in aardvark again. N, as in mule plus Kaplan.
I think so, yes.
Just one moment, I will look that number up for you.
Right, thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late, and
that
I thought of
that number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God.
Will you please take a pencil and
yes.
write the number
yes.
down?
I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is...
Hello,
Fairfax
hello,
Nyan.
Operator, hello,
information.
Hello,
information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to
yeah,
you.
Miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there. And I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see... Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, yes. Please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because... I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss operator. Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would... say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely?
We do not work with our elbows,
sure.
Sir. Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator...
Supervisor. Information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
oh, no,
as I explained
no,
to her...
I see, sir, no information doesn't yeah. charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already
gone
through...
When you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl... And
information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please... try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine. All right, supervisor, Bell telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down to. And well, you stole it. I put it in the telephone,
I mean,
and you took it away.
You know.
It's my
Bell telephone
well,
didn't
miss,
steal your
that
dime.
Is, they,
no.
they have
no,
stolen
I mean,
my
dime.
Bell
telephone doesn't need your dime.
Well, I know. That's exactly
my point. The Bell telephone gets
point.
Millions of dimes
yeah,
every day. They wouldn't
yeah,
pick
right,
out your
right.
dime
well,
to steal.
You they know. Stole it. Damn it. They stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, not miss, look,
I mean,
if
you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime?
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
That I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss?
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I knew it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to help you either. I mean, if you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Managing Supervisor Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
Is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You see, as I explained to her, I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir, you go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it, and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Jones.
No,
thank you.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job. That's
sir,
all.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post.
One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
I have that
Ms.
number
Jones.
For you.
Yes?
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you
right.
hear the dial
wait,
tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number,
dial
sir.
Dial as I ordinarily would.
You have a free call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
If you vote for me! elect us as president, and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
Popeye, there, hooey is a lot of phooey. What this country needs is a woman's touch. Now, if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president...
Yes, if I were president... If I were president... If I were president... There'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon, and night windsall would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow, and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen, and streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore, or drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Olive oil for president. And they said it couldn't happen. It could. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. Okay, and we're winding down the show. And where'd my studio go? Got to find my studio. Okay. I have so many links open. Too much multitasking. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, this Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. We got 90 seconds left. What can I do in 90 seconds? I keep saying I'm going to have the perfect thing. Here's 90 seconds
and
worth
now,
of comedy. All right, thank you for tuning 20 in.
20 slang terms due for a comeback. Gams. Legs.
Joe Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters.
A lady.
Get a load of them gams on the weed. Her legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell ya.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined.
Hello, I'm doing
I need a giggle water. Wait.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want me zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clam, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in this stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Fake my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onions. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.
Thank you for tuning in. What's the buzz? Your host, Nancy Fargo. Bye-bye.